Good morning, Saturday, the 6th of December 2025. My name is Mark Sexton, a retired police constable from Birmingham. To all police constables or officers across the United Kingdom, this applies to every single one of you of all rank. We now know about Operation Tala. We know about the national directive that you were instructed and ordered not to accept any evidence of crime or reports or paperwork to do with COVID and the vaccines. The devastating knock-on effect of your failures is laid bare and there to be seen as we witness the death and destruction across the United Kingdom, the increased deaths, the harms, the injuries, the psychological damage to our children, and the absolute destruction of our constitution. The rule of law, where is it? And this is on you, every single one of you who followed that unlawful order, who didn't carry out your lawful duties to protect the public from harm, injury and death, as you did swear in your oath or attestation or affirmation that you seem to have forgotten. This is not on me. This is not on Ethical Approach UK or Ian Clayton for exposing your failures. This is on you. The Court of Appeal ruling, 1979, R.V. Dytham. They agreed each individual constable has a decision to make, and if it's unlawful, they must challenge it and not carry it out. The orders that you were given not to accept any of these crime reports or evidence, a blanket ban across the United Kingdom that's still ongoing and still allowing the destruction of our society and our people, is on you. Every single one of you who failed to carry out your duty. There's a report in a link. It's been brilliantly created by Ian Clayton and it explains it all. It's available for everybody to read. And I strongly suggest every single police constable since 2020, whether retired or still serving and still active, you read this document because it's not going away. You're not going to get away with what you have done to your family, to your friends, to your colleagues, to your neighbours. And to all those cowards who stop me in the street or on protests, or leave sticky labels on my car windscreen. Keep going, Mark. We're all behind you. Keep going. We're proud of you. Or those of you who sit next to me in a coffee shop and say, I'm a serving. I'm a serving Leicestershire Bobby. I'm a serving Met Bobby. Keep going. You're doing a great job. You're all cowards. Order following cowards. And I tell you to your face, stand up. Be a man, be a woman. Confront those people who are issuing these unlawful and disgusting orders that you are now seeing the fallout of as a result of your cowardice behaviour. And bearing in mind it's the public money that pays you. Our money pays you. Don't try and hold on for your pension. I understand why you're doing that. But you're not going to survive this either. Because a lot of you took these vaccines and a lot of you are contacting me and telling me about your injuries, how you haven't felt right. And I'm seeing all the messages of former colleagues who are dead, heart attacks, aggressive cancer, turbo cancer. We know what it's from. There's no denying it anymore. There's no hiding it anymore. We've laid it bare. We've got the evidence. We've put it out there. What are you going to do? At least try and do something. Your conscience must be absolutely screaming at you. You are probably not sleeping at night. That's on you. Not the British people. Not those who are trying to expose what has gone on and what is continuing as we look across our nation and see the devastation these decisions have caused and continue to cause. Damage limitations now, ladies and gentlemen, in those blue and black uniforms. Get together. Approach your federations. Approach the National Fed in Leatherhead, the Federation in Scotland and Northern Ireland, and tell them we need to start working for our people. We need to start arresting those responsible who have done this. Tell them you feel guilty for following these unlawful orders. Tell them you want to honour your oath of office and respect your fellow man, that fellow man who pays your salary. Have some honour, have some integrity, have some respect for that uniform, have some respect for your country and your family, friends and colleagues, and have some self-respect for your damn selves. And support your people.